this before. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
Yeah, baby.
You know this.
Yeah, a little different than Barry White there. A little different.
I thought it was
scale.
Going the other way.
Hey, you're listening to the Computer Corner here on News Radio 620 KTAR. We're talking about the things that irritate all of us.
And
on our
funky,
computers.
Funky music does not irritate.
Oh, no. No, no,
it's
no.
It's not one of the things.
It's an all Jamiroquai day, by the way, musically. Some of the things that everyone out there that's on the internet experiences is these things that just suddenly appear or pop up or just suddenly seem to have been installed in your computer. 9 times out of 10, if you're very, very diligent at looking at everything that you're doing on your computer, especially if you go to a site and download a piece of software or a driver or a file sharing program, those kinds of things, you're generally inviting these programs in that will slow your computer down, cause them to take longer to start up, cause lockups, cause the computer to be so preoccupied with so many things going on in the background, you think it locked up and it's just kind of trying to catch up with all the processes that you've installed into your computer. One of the things that we tell you to do to figure out whether you've entered into this world of, well, I guess it's kind of like hell.
Heck. It's just like heck.
Look down in the right bottom right-hand corner of your computer. And if you're in your car, just when you get home next time, just look it right bottom right corner of your computer.
No, close your eyes and imagine the bottom right-hand corner. Well, don't close your eyes while you're driving.
Where the clock is. That's
right.
Called the sys tray. And Windows XP will actually hide all of the icons that are not actively in use or haven't been used for a while. So it may be a little misleading. Do you see a little arrow on the far left-hand side of all the icons? Click on that and see how big the string of icons becomes. And if you've got 5, 6, 10, 15, we've seen 20, 30 icons down there. Those all represent programs that are currently running in the background. And those could be malware, they could be spyware, they could just be regular programs. You know, a lot of these all-in-one printers, which is why we're not real fond of them, you get a printer that does scanning, faxing, printing,
copying,
toast, it does everything.
Yeah.
When you install the software and just let the program do, you know, it's the typical or the recommended install, suddenly you have 4, 5, 6 new icons in the sys tray down there. One so that if you decide you want to scan, you can hit a button on the machine and it'll allow you to scan. One for emailing, one for just crazy stuff. And these are all programs that are going to slow your machine down. They're all going to impact the performance of your computer. And, you know, you add that with the Kazaa program that's running in the background because you don't know how to turn it off, and you know, all these things.
Everything adds up. Makes your life crazy.
You know, if you're one of those that says, hey, why does it take 4 hours for my computer to boot up now?
And it used to be so much faster when I bought it.
Yeah, well, guess why?
I need more RAM. I need a bigger hard drive. I need a faster processor. I need to upgrade more video.
Actually, you just need to put your hand up in the air, your right hand in the air, and your other hand on the computer and say,
wave it around like you just don't care.
Yeah. Have the urge to purge.
Yeah, buddy!
You need to get rid of some of that garbage in there so that you don't cause the pain to continue. Yeah. Flush it out of there. So, we got another email here from Bob asking, he says, I purchased McAfee Spam Killer 2004 version 5. Wow, I got all the...
Don't forget to jiggle the handle, Brian, wanted to remind us.
Yesterday, and haven't installed it yet, but my question is this a reliable program? Will it work as advertised, or should I return it to the store for a refund? Bob wants to know, should I, before I install this program that I went and spent good money for,
right,
what should I do?
Well, we recommend a couple of programs out there that we've seen, and I'm not real familiar with that particular one, but the ones we recommend are free, so they're a little bit less cost than the McAfee one. And so, you know, I can't necessarily say it's bad, but if you've got a free option that is specifically being recommended by guys who are in the industry who see hundreds and hundreds of computers a month versus one you have to go out and pay for that you don't know much about, I would take the advice probably and get the free one and go that route. So.
The problem I have with just about anything that the McAfee group is putting out nowadays is they join up and connect it to a million other programs, and then
right.
they try to lure you onto their website so that you'll load some other programs on, and it's really, I'm not a big fan of the McAfee product because of the way that they're marketing the rest of their stuff.
I mean, remember the 14 things down in the system tray we just talked about? They add in a lot of times when you buy these suites of things that are going to quote-unquote help you.
They are notorious.
You're adding four or five new things to your system, four or five more potential places for problems, four or five more resource hogs. You get the idea. So we're not real big fans because of, not because of the individual products a lot of times, but because of the way they package and market. And they're being, you know, I mean, they're in business to make money, obviously. So they're trying to get you to buy into the you need things that you don't need. But that's kind of part of the problem. So.
And Bob, probably the most effective spam filters are the ones that are not loaded on your computer directly, that have to try to jump in and intercept the stuff as you're checking your mail. Programs like MailWasher, which is a free program, MailWasher, you can check it out at webattack.com or just do a search in Google for MailWasher. It's a program that you load up that you can go in, before you open your email client, you can go in and tell this program how you want things handled. And so none of the junk ever makes it to your actual email program to begin with.
Yeah.
And it's generally a better way to control it. It doesn't sit there in the back of the machine constantly running so that you have to worry about the overhead issue that we just talked about. And it gives you probably more control and better access to this, so that you're not, the problem with spam killers is none of them work 100%.
Nothing works 100%.
They
That's
either
just the fact of life.
They let a bunch of extra spam in, or they start killing off good messages.
I've actually found one that I've been using for a long, long time. It's one that plugs specifically into Outlook, not Outlook Express, but the full-blown Outlook. And it's called SpamBayes, B-A-Y-E-S. And it uses in the beginning, you install it, it doesn't do anything other than install a couple of buttons for you, one called Delete as Spam, one called Recover from Spam. And what it does also is create a couple new folders called Spam and Ham.
Ham?
Ham. Ham being the opposite of spam.
Mm.
So what you do is,
tasty,
as you start looking through things in your inbox, you, instead of deleting them or doing whatever else you would do with them, you highlight them and then delete as spam, or recover from spam as if you accidentally deleted it, you want to bring it back. But you start to teach it things that are spam to you, not to it. And over time, it starts to get very, very good at detecting spam, and it starts to separate things into a spam box, or I'm not sure, but go ahead and check it out and tell me which way, so next time I'll know how to handle it box, and then your regular inbox. So you'll have things that it's for sure it knows are good, that's your inbox, and very few things get into there that are wrong after you've been using this thing and get a couple hundred emails passed. It has things in the spam box, which I've never found it to put something in there that was incorrect. And then it has this unsure box.
This gray area, huh?
Yeah, where probably for me, and I get quite a bit of email, probably 24 items a day are in that box, and what you do is simply look at your inbox, you know is good, you know the spam folder is spam garbage, I throw that away every now and then, but I look through it just to make sure, and so far I haven't found it being wrong. And then the unsure box, every once in a while there's things in there that are good, most of it is actually spam, but you start to tell it the things in the unsure box, put it as, mark it as spam or recover it from spam, and it starts to learn more from those things. So it's a cool little tool that I've been using, and once I'm 100% confident in it, then I'll probably talk about it a little bit more and throw some links out, and maybe we'll do a show about it.
Well, and something that we're going to launch hopefully this next week is we're going to have a whole Data Doctors Approved section on our website, so watch for that. Visit regularly, as you should.
Of course.
And look for, there'll be a big yellow Data Doctors Approved sign on various parts of our web presence, that basically when you click on it, everything that we recommend as far as spam killers, pop-up killers, anything that we recommend will be on there, and there will also be a Data Doctors Not Approved.
And that's actually the quite a bit bigger list.
That's a much bigger list.
The Not Approved, the things to avoid, is much more important that you follow,
yes,
than the things to have, because if you avoided the bad, the good would not be near as important.
So watch for that, and we'll announce it in our newsletter that we have the Data Doctors Approved web resource up for you to look at.
Yeah, it's posted, but we're going to put a nice easy link for you. So.
Sure.
Check that stuff out coming up. Now, we've got a lot more show to go. We're going to take a quick break. We've got to remind you also, we've got some free lines open at 602-277-5827. But before you start dialing, we want to get those calls and questions that pertain to the theme, spyware, malware, spy bot programs, nasty stuff.
And
your questions about those things?
Yeah, Dave in Scottsdale's got a great question. Somebody's hijacked his homepage, so we'll tell you how to get around that, too.
And then the second hour, we're going to open it up to all the regular calls and questions, 602-277-5827. And it's the Computer Corner. Lots of show left. We'll be right back.
Ted Simons, weekdays at 12:30.
Sheriff Joe's prostitution sting rocks the valley.
Someone has to do something about it. I did it, and I'm happy to do it, and I may do it again.
But was it just a publicity stunt? We asked the sheriff on the Ted Simons Show.
You didn't seem to have any problem when all the TV was out there when I stashed up all the deadbeats. I've done this for deadbeat parents.
Is guerrilla warfare in Iraq what Saddam wanted all along? We'll ask Sam Donaldson Monday at 1.